It's not just a question of gentrification of this neighborhood or that neighborhood. It is actually a massive invasion, takeover of the spaces that used to belong to the working people, to people of color. And now there's so much housing demand from the top, let's say the top 20%, the upper classes, that they can buy their way into almost any space. And that's what they're doing. The only way you can stop this is to put in protections, neighborhood protections, rent controls, vacancy, eviction controls, and so on, to keep people from being forced out. But San Francisco has been radically transformed into a space full of restaurants and cafes and pleasure parks and so on for the upper classes.
Those upper classes include the profusion of tech millionaires here, not just those who founded companies, the billionaires, but those lucky enough to get in early at companies like Facebook and Google and get a piece of the action.
The tech revolution is amazing. It's transforming the world. And it's important for people who live in the Bay Area to realize we are the center of tech in the world. Internet, social media, also the hardware, the iPhones and all that. It comes out of the Bay Area. It's changed the world over the last 30 years in particular. And we're kind of responsible for that. Our companies are now under a lot of scrutiny for their role in changing the world. And for a while, everybody said, oh, it's magic. But as we know, magic has two sides. I mean, all you have to do is read Harry Potter. And it is magical, it is wondrous, and yet there's a dark side to it. There's always, the Voldemort has followers, and they come out of a lot of the tech companies and the things that are created by the tech companies. So that's the basic situation.
Richard Walker makes it clear that for him, the Bay Area includes the entire region.
And it isn't just about San Francisco, it's about the whole Bay Area. And to see that Sonoma's deeply tied to the Central Bay Area. This isn't somewhere else. That isn't their problem, not our problem. It's your problem, too. At the same time, we share some of the problems of the U.S. as a whole. And if you keep detaxing the rich, you're going to get greater and greater inequality. And there's now been four major tax cuts by the Republicans over the last 40 years. And unless we reverse that, we're going to retain massive inequality. The other thing, of course, is to raise wages. And you can't do that without union movements, without job security, various protections for working people. Working people have to be able to demand more. So you have this weird situation where unemployment is, essentially the lowest it's been in America for 50 years, and yet wages haven't budged. In the Bay Area, they have budged a bit, but they're still behind cost of living. So there we have another problem, which is that the rich people, because of inequality, bid up the housing prices, and people can't live here. So you need to protect ordinary people.